Satellite imagery that NDTV has accessed has shown that the construction of what appears to be military-grade hardened ammunition bunkers 2.5 kilometers away from the Sinchela Pass on the eastern periphery of the contested Doklam Plateau, near the border between Bhutan and China in the area. Why is this significant for us? 2017 is when there was a standoff between India and China in the Doklam region that appeared to have been solved. But there are clear signs, as we've been reporting now for the last couple of days, of renewed Chinese vigor in this area, even if it comes to intruding blatantly into Bhutanese territory. Well, satellite imagery accessed by NDTV shows the construction of hardened ammunition bunkers on the eastern periphery of the contested Doklam Plateau near the border between Bhutan and China. You can see this very clearly in this image. Now, earlier images of the same site accessed by NDTV indicate that construction of these bunkers had not started in 2019. As you can see, there's nothing there. But put the two images together. So on the left, you can see the images from October last month, and now you can see the images on the right from December 2019. So this site is not fully completed as yet. The point being that it started once this tension in eastern Ladakh has taken place, most likely. Now, just a reminder, where exactly are we talking about? In the center, you can see the Doklam Plateau. China is on the north. Bhutan is to the east, and to India is to the west. The 2017 clash point is over here. The new ammunition depot that we are speaking about is 7 kilometers away from the clash point. And the road which we've been speaking about in Bhutan's sovereign territory, details of which we broke yesterday, is to the east. In fact, a Chinese village has also been constructed there. And we can actually bring you details of that Chinese village. What you see over here is that Chinese village, which is 2.5 kilometers inside Bhutanese territory. And here you can see a part of the 9-kilometer-long Chinese road in that area. So what's the goal over here? By pushing south, the Chinese want to be able to get onto a ridge, which will enable them to have line of sight to the narrow chicken's neck. That's a small sliver of land which connects the northeastern states of India with the rest of the country. In 2017, we prevented them. Now they may be trying through a different route. Well, joining us now, two wonderful guests. We've got Lieutenant General D.S. Hooda, the former Northern Army commander. We are also joined by Sim Tak. He is a military analyst at Force and at Force Analysis, also widely considered one of the world's foremost satellite imagery experts when it comes to military issues. General Hooda, let me come to you first. What's the Chinese goal here?
So simply, Vishnu, the Chinese goal is, as you said, the Jamfeli Ridge, you know, which is the last dominating height before the terrain, you know, sort of sharply falls down towards the Siliguri corridor. So if you recall, after 2017, there was a lot of infrastructure building that happened. And, you know, there were a lot of concerns raised. But frankly, Vishnu, that was the area, you know, on the western side of this disputed Doklam Plateau. And that was the area which was directly under our observation. And so accessing the Jamfeli Ridge from this side was extremely, extremely difficult. And now, so it's extremely worrisome that they've, you know, gone to the eastern side, which is along the Bhutan border. And to me, you know, the ammunition dumps, etc., are only a small part of, you know, what infrastructure building is happening. The big worry, Vishnu, as you pointed out, is the road, because the road is then providing an alternate access to the Jamfeli Ridge, which for us is extremely, extremely critical.
Okay, Sim, the image that we'll have up in a moment from now is actually of this ammunition dump. This ammunition dump and the picture that you see, yeah. So we've got this from December where nothing was constructed, and now October. Let's have the image up full screen for a moment where you can actually see on your left this image of this ammunition dump, very close, 7 kilometers from where India had this face-off. It's been constructed in the last few months, still not been fully constructed. Sim, what is the significance of this?
So, of course, an ammunition depot of this kind allows the Chinese forces that are stationed in this area to be in a stronger position if a conflict were to arise. So what that means is that certain supplies of ammunition will be closer to a potential front line. And we're also seeing in this imagery that the ammunition depot that is being constructed is very, very well protected. We're talking about hardened facilities, bunkers, if you will, that can protect the ammunition storage against potential airstrikes or artillery strikes. So it provides a survivable capability for the Chinese forces as well.
General Huda, let's talk a little bit about this village. Now, we've got the village up on our screen. I'll just have that up full screen before I ask you my question. Now, this village is located 2.5 kilometers inside Bhutanese territory. There's a disinformation campaign which Chinese state media has started in the last couple of hours saying that this is Chinese territory. Now, it is disputed territory, but General Huda, what does it indicate to you that the Chinese in disputed territory have not just made roads, which we'll talk about, but also a full-fledged village 2.5 kilometers within Bhutan's sovereign territory? And these are Bhutan's official maps, which have this as their sovereign territory.
Vishnu, I think, I see it from a larger context, and that's an attempt to pressurize Bhutan. See, apart from India, one of the only countries which has a border dispute with China is Bhutan. And the border disputes are two areas in the north, Bhutan, and one area in western Bhutan around the Dolom Plateau. The Chinese have in the past been saying, let's have a package deal. We will agree to your, the disputes in the northern sector. You agree to our claims in the western sector. Because the western sector of Bhutan for China is critically important, as it is important for us. So I think these are all attempts, intrusions into Bhutanese territory, is to try and pressurize Bhutan into having some kind of an agreement on their western boundary. And as I said, the ultimate sort of objective is if you can get access to the Jamfeli Ridge, that provides, great sort of strategic options to China and a vulnerability to us. So, the village, et cetera, I think is only a part of pressurizing Bhutan into having some acceptance on the western sector.
Yeah. Sim, let's talk a little bit about the road. Let's bring up that image of Chinese road construction, which we'll have up on our screen in a moment. This road is 9 kilometers long. We'll bring that up in a second. The next image, you can actually see this over here, that's red on the right of the image. That's the extent of the road right now, well into Bhutanese territory. And the next image we have should also be of road construction itself. But tell us a little bit about this road construction, Sim. Why is it significant? It seems to be a very difficult area where they're building this road.
Indeed. And I think there are two main important things about this road. One, of course, is the logistical function that the road brings. As the general has pointed out, it allows China to actually bringing additional forces into the area if they would need to. It connects a couple of already existing Chinese positions in the Doklam area to the rear, where China has also building up their military infrastructure. And then the second important point, I think, here is timing, because even though we only see the construction of the ammunition depot over this summer, and as you pointed out, aligning with the Ladakh crisis, this road we've actually seen being constructed over the year prior to that. So this also indicates that China is not simply reacting to the realities of the Ladakh crisis or new realities that it is facing near Doklam, but that this is really a Chinese-driven longer-term strategy that is developing along the entire border area with India.
General Huda, what can New Delhi do about this? Aren't we supposed to be net security providers for Bhutan?
That is true, Vishnu. We are supposed to be net security providers. The fact is this area is strategically more important to us than to Bhutan. And I think we have to be conscious of the fact whether Bhutan is willing to risk anything to try and stop the Chinese doing this road construction, intruding into their area. So two things, Vishnu, I think. One is, of course, we need to have, greater strategic dialogue with Bhutan to see how our security interests can be aligned. But I think the greater responsibility is of India. And we'll have to find, our own options, our own strategic options of how the Jamfeli Ridge is to be secured. Now, you know, I'm not saying it openly, but I think there are options that we will need to exercise. We have to take a very hard look. You know, as has been pointed out, this road construction is not only after what has happened in Ladakh. I think after Doklam, you know, the Chinese realized that the area from which they were trying to come, that was close to our borders, from the area of standoff to access Jamfeli Ridge, was not possible. And so it was after that that they've started, you know, finding an alternate route. And that alternate route, Vishnu, poses enormous challenges because we cannot directly influence it. It's not under our direct domination.
Yeah. Sim, final question to you. You've done a study quite recently where you have actually outlined how the Chinese, since Doklam, have doubled their presence in so many areas all across the frontier. What exactly are your main findings?
The main point there, of course, is that China, as it has engaged in these several border crises and perhaps failed to achieve what it was meaning to achieve in those crises, has essentially adopted a strategy of much longer term and much more intense encroachment of its military infrastructure towards the Indian border. So we're seeing new air bases being built, existing air bases being expanded, new helicopter ports, new air defense positions. Some of these even very close to the Doklam crisis area, which will effectively help China to bolster their territorial claims in the future. And I think that's the period that we should see China in right now, where they are, you know, not only actively involved in the Ladakh crisis that continues to this day, but also in preparing their capabilities, their infrastructure for future territorial crises along the entire Tibet region.
Yeah. General, I'm intrigued by what you said when you said that, look, we have to do something about this as far as Doklam is concerned. What can we do?
So I think we have to have our contingencies, Vishnu. Just as the Chinese are willing to encroach, you know, into areas to gain strategic advantage, I think we need to have a similar approach. I mean, we did that during the Doklam crisis. We overstepped our borders and went into an area to stop the Chinese. I think we need to, and I'm sure we have contingencies. As I said, Vishnu, the Jamfeli Ridge is absolutely crucial to us. And I don't think we should let, you know, issues about are we overstepping the sort of disputed boundary by a few kilometers to occupy that area or to access that area. I think those are options that we will need to exercise.
All right. General, thank you very much. Those last remarks of yours, particularly significant. What are the options available for India? Let's wait and see. Simtak, always a pleasure to speak to you with your understanding of images and of the overall problem. It is indeed a lot that we can take away from that.